Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I'm your host, Laura Reeves. And I am joined by two incredibly special guests today. I have with us Mr. Peter Green, the legendary Mr. Bobby Poust, who is one of Peter's assistants from a million years ago, one of the people he raised from a pup, one of the many.
Yep.
So thank you, gentlemen, for joining me.
Thank you.
I'm just giddy. So
thank you.
So, Peter, you were here. You were judging Best in Show at Santa Barbara Kennel Club.
I was, yes.
And you won Best in Show here.
Oh, a couple of times, I think. Yeah.
And what is it about judging Best in Show now versus the very first time you did it? Talk about that difference.
Well, you know, Santa Barbara is a special kennel club. I mean, there's lots of kennel clubs in this country, and there's like a handful that you hope you can get to judge, and Santa Barbara being one of them. Yeah.
Absolutely. And your first show that you judged was in 19...
The first show I ever judged.
Yes. Best in Show.
It was in Wales.
Yes.
Yeah, it was in Wales, and it was in those days, South Wales Kennel Club.
Okay.
Big dog show.
Big show in Wales.
Over 3 days, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Big difference from here.
Yes. Yeah. Big difference from here. And your first Best in Show that you won. This was one that Bobby mentioned yesterday. The first Best in Show you won.
Well, he's won a lot, but we were talking yesterday. Yes. It was actually the first time he won Westminster.
Oh, yes. With
Lakeland.
Yeah, with the Lakeland Stingray of Daria Bar. He was an English dog, and he went Best in Show across.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we bought him before he went Best in Show across.
Good choice.
Yeah, and then he was a beautiful type, Lakeland. He really wasn't a great show dog, but he showed good enough. But he was a beautiful type dog, great coated dog. And like I said, he did very well. It's the first time I went Best at Westminster.
At Westminster. And that was in?
Was it
68? 68. Yes, I think so.
You're right.
I think so.
Yeah.
But Stingray, Skipper was his name, he really set the map, I think, for Lakeland's.
Yes.
With his producer, Great Son, that Peter showed,
right.
Special edition.
Okay.
And his son was Red Baron, who also
I was going to say Red Baron, yeah. I knew went back
yeah.
to him.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there was a long line of good
really
dogs
good
that came from this dog.
Which was a kind of a small breed.
Right.
Where he got to be a big winning breed.
Right. And he also had some amazing Wire Fox Terriers. And so I thought it was really exciting to see you put up the Wire Fox Terrier for Best in Show here when you have shown so many incredible, so your favorite.
A dog called Sunnybrook Spot On.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's
a beautiful dog. A great show dog.
Yes.
Yeah. And George Ward had his son, and he did very well with him the year he got him in the Midwest. And they came down to this big confrontation that the day before Westminster at the Fox Terrier Club in New York. And I kept telling these people, kept saying, oh, really, George, you have to beat George. You have to beat George. I said, that's not a competition. This dog beats him easy. And I explained why he was much better wire than his son. It was his son.
Right.
He's a kind of a big coarse dog. Anyway, we had this big meeting in New York. Literally, up at the special shows, around the ring, people were standing on tables. They dragged tables up to look into the ring. That's so many people there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But,
and so who won?
Well, fortunately for me, the man that judged the specialty, his name was Hayward Hartley. He was a great dog judge, and it wasn't a comparison.
Right.
But George had done a lot of winning in the Midwest, and then there was all this excitement about it. But not because I had the father. The son was too big, kind of coarse-headed dog. So anyway, when it came down to movement, the dog I had was a really great walking dog.
Good on his legs.
Yeah, so I watched him. When it was time, I went in the ring, and George came running after me, you know. But then it made it really better, because my dog was such a great walking dog, you could see the difference, you know. So anyway, it was a big, exciting win. And of course, the judge the next day at the garden was a great friend of mine, and better friend of George's. But I said at the time, if I could win in the Hayward, I'll win at the Gan. If I don't win in the Hayward, I've lost the Gan. But I did. And Hayward Holly was a great dog judge. Not because he put him up that day, but he was one of the greatest dog judges.
Scotty, man.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Duke won the group at the Gan tournament. Yes. And Stevenson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He didn't ever go best, did he?
No.
He was
it wasn't his.
I think he won two groups, but he didn't, never won a best.
But you did have a couple others that went best.
Yes.
It was the Sealy Ham.
Sealy Ham, yes.
And Norwich's.
I think I won four in a row.
Four. So it was Lakeland, the skipper, then Binny, the Sealy Ham. That was the year when I came.
Yeah.
And then Willem and Frolic.
Yes, Frolic.
Yeah.
That spans a lot of years.
Yeah, yeah.
That spans from when I was born to when I was actually watching dog shows at the garden.
So. Yeah, right.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
And so tell me about the old days at the time when you won that first Best in Show. Winning Best at Show with the Garden today is a big production. But then it was a little different.
I'll tell you a good story about it. When I came to work in Pennsylvania, I worked privately at a big kennel. I stayed there 3 or 4 years, and I did quite a lot of winning from at a private kennel. And the big dog handler in the whole of the United States in those days, but especially in the East, was a man called Tom Gately.
Okay.
And he had been the top man for years and years. So anyway, early on in my career working privately, I was at a Philadelphia show, and Mrs. Gately said something nasty about me.
Oh.
And that I had commented on a dog, a Sealyham. I worked for a Sealyham club, but I didn't show the Sealyhams. But she said I made this comment about the Sealyham that they were showing. So I went into their setup, and I was new. I had been in the States maybe a year. And I went in their setup and said, Mr. Gately, I understood you said a terrible lie about me. She said, I never said anything. I said, yes, you did. You said to so-and-so, so-and-so, that I said this, and I didn't. I said, do me a favor. And they were the tops in the business, you know. And I said, do me a favor. And she said, what's that? I said, don't ever talk to me again because I don't want to talk to you. And I never did.
And, you know, I want my listeners to understand. See this? Dog show drama was real.
Exactly.
Back in the day, exactly. Man. Oh, my God.
So, anyway, time goes on. And they become judges. And he's judging at Boston, which was one of the major dog shows. And anyway, he gives me Best in Show in my Sealyham. So
was this Binny?
Yes, Binny.
Okay.
So, you know, I never looked at him until I have to take the ribbon, right? And so finally, it's all over and I have to take the ribbon off. And I said, well, thank you very much, sir. I'm glad you liked that. And he grabbed my hand. He said, well, I certainly liked that. Otherwise, you never were one! Just like that. That's how he said it. That's how he said it.
But well, he definitely liked the dog then.
Yeah. But I got to be a friend later on, you know.
Right.
He's an old man.
He gave us some good wins at Montgomery from the classes with the Welsh and the Airedale, too.
Yeah.
When he did those specialties.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, again, this is very instructive to a lot of the people who listen to the show don't have 60, 70 years in it. And it's important to remember not to burn those bridges because sometimes.
No, exactly. Exactly. But then after that, we used to speak. We didn't speak before that. They were old people by that time. You know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was an interesting story about the great Tom Gately, and he was great.
Yes, absolutely. And so that Best in Show with the Lakeland.
Right.
The first time.
Yep, the first time. So, was that showing for
Mr. Farrell?
Yes, Mr. Farrell.
Yeah, he had a big kennel, and Janie Forsyth kept all his smooth fox chairs and showed them all.
Okay.
And I bought him a good smooth fox chair for Janie to show. And then, so he said to me, Peter, if you find a good hard-coated dog, I'll buy it for you to show it. So, anyway, I bought this dog, Stingray. I saw the dog at Blackpool Championship Show in England, tied to a post.
Oh.
Nobody outside, just him tied to a post. And I thought to myself, wow, that's a hell of a nice Lakeland, you know. And then, of course, I found out and who he was and all that. And so then later that year, Mr. Farrell said to me, if you can find me a hard-coated terrier, you can have it to handle. So I remember the lake then, and so I called a guy up and I bought him, but I had to wait till after crust because he was into the crust.
Right.
Doesn't he go best in show at crust? After I bought him.
But after you bought him, so yeah. That's the important part.
Right.
Oh my
but,
gosh.
But I felt sorry for the poor guy that because he was just an ordinary guy. He could have done with more money, but we already paid for the dog, and I couldn't say, Mr. Van, you have to give him more money. So anyway, that's how I got that dog, and he was the first one I went best in the garden with.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It was a good win, but like you said, the production of Best in Show afterwards and what all you were trying to do, and it has changed so much from that time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he sired a beautiful dog called Special Edition. Did he win the gun?
No, he won.
He won Montgomery. Yeah. Yeah, he was. The son was actually better than the father, but anyway, he did a lot of winning.
Right.
Yeah, but that was way back when, and pictures are in black and white.
Yes.
And
yeah, exactly.
And they don't fly you on a private plane home.
You don't get all the TV appearances or whatever, but
yeah. It's
changed a lot. And got to give David Fry credit for what he's done for Westminster Kennel Club
and
promoting it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well,
favorite, can you pick a favorite? Your very favorite dog in all of these years, can you pick one favorite?
I would say probably Sunnybrook Spot on the Wine First Chair.
Yeah.
Because he was heavy marked, but he was a great made dog. Everything about him was correct, and he was a great show dog. Beautiful face and a great walker.
And he loved a photographer named Billy Gilbert.
Oh.
Loved him. And whenever he saw him, he would stop. When they had that centennial, they brought all past winners into Westminster. And Duke walks out with Peter. And all of a sudden, he sees Billy. And just stops and stares at him. He just loved him.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He was one of those dogs that had great personality besides being a beautiful specimen. Yeah.
I think, don't you find that to be true? The really great ones have that essence, that super incredible personality.
You don't have to do it. They do it on their own. Yeah.
But that was a second big competition between Peter and Georgia. The first one happened to be also at Westminster, and that was with the Sealyhams.
Yeah.
Peter had Binny and George had Roderick.
Oh my goodness, I didn't realize that there was that.
Roderick of Geminist,
That was I remember we were in that far corner ring at Westminster, and it was jam-packed around the ring. And finally, one of the workers that sat people at Westminster said, everybody in the front, sit down. So that everybody, it was jammed.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Fell touched the ring, patted George's dog, and turned around and
Yeah. She turned her head. She would have thrown him out if she'd seen it. Because she was like that.
A little too much chalk. She
was very precise about everything. But anyway, that was a big competition too. And I was lucky both times I had the best dog.
Yeah.
And so she was a fabulous dog. Mm. She was top dog when
she was,
And now you are
And she almost died on her way out here, right?
Benny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but the heat in the plane, it didn't get her off faster. But she was a great dog too. Not because I had her, but she was. She was a perfect specimen of the breed and just loved the show. And a great coat, and Sealyhams, not all of them had good coats.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Yeah, so I've been lucky. I found some nice dogs.
And so you are judging Best in Show at the Garden.
Yes,
next
this year. Yeah.
Very excited.
Yeah, very. Yeah. Actually, that's the last big thing, because last week I judged Best in Show at the Welsh Kennel Club, which is my home kennel club. That's a huge dog show. And I've judged now at Santa Barbara. I've judged all the pictures in the Eastern.
Montgomery.
So the last thing, I guess, is Westminster. So.
That's a pretty good crowning glory.
Yeah, be fine.
It'll be good to see you out there judging it. We're well worth it.
Thanks, Bobby.
You know what? Four times you win it, I think you ought to get to automatically judge it. That seems like a...
Yeah, you know, when I came to this country, this guy Tom Gately was Mr. Terrier, and I had been for years and years and years. He had this hairdo that was winning a lot, and he was going to win the group for sure. And he... It's time for the group, and he always had this spot under the stairs Manson's grave. I don't know when he was, 25 years. So he said, and he didn't want to carry him up the staircase, so he walked around and went up the ramp. There was trucks up to the main floor.
Yeah.
He's walking up. He has Best in Show in the bag, right? He has to win the group, but he has Best in Show in the bag. He's walking up the ramp, and the dog puts his foot on a cigarette butt and goes lame.
Oh, my God.
And he had, that was his one, I mean.
His one chance.
There was other years, I'm sure he could have won. But that year, it was locked up. He was going to go Best in Show. And he's going up the ramp, and the poor bugger never won Best in Show at the Garden. He won every other show in the East, three or four times.
Just shows you that you never know what could happen. You've got to be in there to win.
No, it's absolutely true.
But I felt so sorry for him. He was one of these poor guys. And he had the spot at the Garden under the stairs, Old Manson Square. He was there for 25 years, I'm sure. He never won Best in Show at the Garden. This one year, we used to have guys call the 40 boys that unloaded you.
Mm-hmm.
So this one year, I arrived at the Garden with my load. And one says, yeah, where are we going to put Peter? And I don't know, what do you think? I think we should give him Gately's spot. He was still handling that in those days. I said, I want Gately's spot. Don't give me Gately. You're going to have Gately's spot.
Oh.
Well, what? I didn't know it. Tom.
Morning, Peter.
Morning, darling. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good.
See you're still regaling people with your stories.
Well, that's what she's asking me for.
So they gave you Gately's spot?
Yeah.
Okay, this is like life and death and bloodshed in this world.
Yeah. So I said to Harold and John, Sailor, he said, they're looking at one like, we're going to give him Gately spot. No, I don't want Gately spot. You're going to have Gately spot. So, well, I didn't know what poor Tom and had a motor accident. He wasn't coming.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So now I got his spot, right? He's been there for 25 years at least. Like, he never won Best in Show at the Garden. I was in his spot, I go Best in Show at the Garden.
Ah!
Isn't that something? It's ironic, you know.
Yes, the irony of that is amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Peter, I know you have had a full weekend and you have a full day planned off to Hearst Castle, so I will let you go. Thank you very much for
your time. My pleasure. Thank you.
That's cool.
All right, crew. I just found out some very cool stuff. I learned that Trupanion has a breeder support program. And Trupanion is medical insurance for dogs and cats also. And I always want to give you guys the coolest new information. So I have here with me Haran Greer, who is the senior account manager at Trupanion. Met her when we were up in Enumclaw at the Olympic Kennel Club show and really had just a cool visit. So I thought you guys would enjoy hearing from her a little bit. So hey, Haran.
Hey, Laura. Thanks for having me. It really was nice meeting you at the dog show. The Trupanion Breeder Support Program partners with ethical, responsible breeders across the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico to get puppies and kittens covered from day one of joining their forever family. What we do is we create a certificate for each breeder that joins our program, and then the breeder gives that certificate to their buyers. And if they want to take advantage of it, the new owners activate the certificate 24 hours before until 24 hours after taking their new pet home to try us out.
I just think that is so cool. And now, if I do this for my puppy buyers, there's no cost to me. Is that correct?
You're correct. There's no cost to the breeder whatsoever. We create the certificate. We will send you the seasonal starter kits for your take-home folders. Those starter kits include what a new owner can expect in raising a puppy, seasonal advice and hazards, as well as more information on Trupanion. Also, throughout the year, we have fun promotions where we send out puppy blankets so that the puppy can go home with their mom's scent. So essentially they can go home covered in Trupanion.
Which I just think is totally cool. And you see this, right? Like you see claims coming through that this is actually working.
Yes, it's not uncommon at all to see claims of broken bones, foreign body ingestion, and other surprises that come with raising a new puppy or kitten. What it ends up being is just simply peace of mind for the breeder and the new owner. By ensuring that the owner can give their pet the best care without being tied to financially based decisions when the unexpected occurs.
And I think that is amazing because in our society, everything has a cost. And as breeders, we're able to offer that service to our puppy buyers. That's peace of mind for us. It's peace of mind for them, right?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I take care of my people. So now you guys have heads up on this very cool option. If you want more information on joining the Trupanion Breeder Support Program, check out the show notes. We'll have a link in there. Or you can go directly to trupanion.com/breeder and make sure that you mention you heard it on Pure Dog Talk.
The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our dog show superintendents are the hardworking people who make the dog show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the super's desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk.